Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You've got me, hold on, you've got me, Kevin Englund. You got, oh man, I got something to say, Corey Majors. Mm-hmm. And of course, the famous Alec Medford, because all you idiots are raising your hand, it threw me off. And we have Carter Freeman. And if you missed it on the other side, there is breaking college football news as we begin the Tuesday tailgate. But Carter, real quick, what can people look forward to hearing on your show this weekend?
Fan University this Saturday, it'll be 9-1. And at some point during that show, you will be able to hear our interview with UNT head coach Eric Morris. Jake and I just taped it, had a great conversation with Coach about their upcoming game against South Alabama and their win over Army last weekend. And of course, the Stone Cold Steve Austin celebration that's gone viral.
Right. I see. And I want to get around to that. But Corey, yes.
Kevin, I know it's only Tuesday, but I have a shout out.
Oh.
Shout out to Cody Theobald, who's turning 17 today.
Oh.
And he said he wanted one thing for his birthday. Hurtado Barbecue.
Oh, smart.
So he and his family, I believe, are going to Hurtado Barbecue for his birthday dinner. Congratulations to him. That's the best gift you can possibly get from your dad.
Ooh, I'll say
second. And love.
I say second best.
Okay,
not
love.
No, not behind love.
Okay.
First best, get the Hurtado at the ballpark tonight while you watch the Rangers.
That is good. Yeah, you get some Rangers action, get some barbecue. That's always a good thing.
Love is down the list. For my birthday, I want things that have tangible cost to them. All right?
Show me your meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your love costs. I mean, it costs, doesn't cost a thing. I heard that. All right. Carter, Mike Gundy, fired. Now, is it because they're 1-2? Maybe. Is it because they lost to Oregon by 66 points? Maybe. Or is it because you can look at their schedule and think, I could see how they do not win another game the rest of this season?
Oklahoma State's only lost their last 11 games against FBS competition. In three of their last four games, they've only set the school record for biggest blowout loss in school history. So last season against Colorado in their final game, and then this season against Oregon. And that Oregon score, 69-3, that was in three quarters. That could have been so much worse if Oregon really wanted it to be.
And then they just lost at home to Tulsa for the first time since 1951.
Since Harry Truman was president, and that was with Tulsa's backup quarterback. And I think Gundy wouldn't have been born for another 15 years after that loss. So
fair to assume you understand the reasoning behind this firing.
It's been a long time coming, and it's been my way and the highway, because Gundy he doesn't like the portal. He doesn't like NIL. Right. He doesn't want to embrace it as other coaches, not only in college football, in his own conference have done. Because that was something going into that Oregon game. Oklahoma State was four touchdown underdogs, and Gundy was like, oh, well, they're spending a lot less, you know, a lot more than we are. Well, there are other teams in the Big 12 that would not be 28-point underdogs to Oregon. this is a lot on you, dude. And there were rumblings that came out after that Oregon game. He was very close to being fired after last season. A lot of the boosters wanted him out.
I do remember that.
And so they agreed to, you know, lessen his salary, change some assistants, this XYZ. But when half your team is portal additions that no one else wanted, it showed on Saturday. Or sorry, that was Friday night. So not surprising. End of an era. He was there 2005. I believe was his first season there. So 20 years of Mike Gundy over.
Will he always, because he had some good times at Oklahoma State.
I know
for
exactly
sure.
what you're going to say. Yes. But he's a man. He's 40.
Exactly. I feel like he'll always be known for that. But there were some good times for Oklahoma State football with him for sure.
Yeah. And he took them to places that they'd never been before.
Yes.
And that they may or may not go again. But because the sport has changed so much over the last 5 years and he refused to adapt to it,
right.
he went out his own way. And I fail to see anyone else wanting to hire him as a head coach, given how his time at Oklahoma State ended. I've been comparing it a lot to Gary Patterson at TCU,
Ooh.
Where Gary Patterson did amazing things for TCU for 20 plus years. And then they kind of fell off towards the end of his tenure and they fired him midseason.
Yeah.
May never go there again because unwillingness to commit that big to the program.
Yeah,
or just because he was a specific type that attracted certain talent.
Both.
Okay.
Right. The new guy has to be a guy who's going to embrace the modern world of college football, and the university's got to embrace it too.
Yeah.
And I personally don't know how much the university wants to embrace that. I just know Gundy didn't. He didn't put as much time into it as is needed.
Is today really the anniversary of the "I'm a man, I'm 40" speech?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm going to go look this up. Somebody just texted in and said that. By the way, do you remember where you were whenever that speech happened?
I do not.
Adrian and I were. Oh, it was around this time because it was our anniversary.
Oh.
And I remember picking up the newspaper and being like, the hell is happening right
now? Somebody in Stillwater is a big fan of irony. All right. So
that commercial, or that "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant, Gundy just recorded a new commercial for, like, not T-Mobile, but some phone brand about that this season. I saw that 2 weeks ago. We'll wonder if those are going to air anymore.
So while Oklahoma State's going through that, Oklahoma gets to enjoy this. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 12, please?
Mateer in the shotgun. Surveys the defense. Asks for the football. He's got it. They bring pressure. He'll run right side. Has room. To the 10. Mateer to the 5. Cuts it up to the 2. Reaching for the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, John Mateer.
Now, Oklahoma won, obviously, with an illegal play. They moved to 4-0. Actually, we'll get back to that play because I know Carter has lots of thoughts. But after the game, Auburn's coach goes, yeah, that's probably one of the better defensive lines in the country.
I would hope he would think
that.
Yeah,
I would too. After 9 sacks, including Jaden Jackson, he had 2.5 sacks, but Oklahoma got sacks from 7 different players. They get another key win. They continue to roll along, but I want to go back around to the play that there's multiple sites and SEC officials even admitted that they should have overturned what was deemed Oklahoma's trick play. I have heard what you have to think about this. You disagree.
So allegedly in pregame, Oklahoma's coaches went to the refs and asked, hey, is this a play we can run? They said yes. During the game, when Isaiah Satania is walking towards the sideline, he motions towards the referees, gives him a thumbs up, and they say, give him a thumbs up back. So
that means he checked ineligible.
That means he checked ineligible. And that's Auburn noticed it. DJ Durkin, Auburn's defensive coordinator, noticed it, tried to get Hugh Freeze to call a timeout. They didn't, got caught sleeping. OU gets a touchdown. Ole Miss did the exact same thing 2 years ago against A&M. Because I saw this highlight on Twitter yesterday and I said, oh yes, I remember that. And there was no statement from the SEC after that game.
Yeah.
So I maybe that was a blowout. I don't know. But the fact that they came out with the statement. And then I saw last night Hugh Freeze on his local radio show said that Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, called him and apologized for the officiating. What's more insulting? Having that happen to your team or having everybody be like, sorry, man, that kind of sucks. But also don't give up 10 sacks. Also learn how to protect. Also, Jackson Arnold, don't overthrow who I'm quickly thinking is a top 3 receiver in college football and Cam Coleman multiple times. Auburn left a lot of stuff on the table. And you can whine about the trick play. You can whine about the fumble that was ruled an incomplete pass, which I thought it was a complete pass and he was down. whatever may have you, Auburn only scored 17 points. And when they had a chance to go down the field and take the lead, because OU was only up by five at that point, Jackson Arnold got hit on four of their final five plays. Safety, OU wins.
Now, that was a big win, but it feels probably tough to argue that the statement win of the weekend was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Indiana just absolutely annihilating Illinois. And what I thought was really funny was Kurt Cignetti said, well, we should obviously be in the top 10. And then I'm pretty sure they were ranked 11, which I just thought was hilarious. I'm not saying all the voters got together to do it like that, but I just think that's really funny. Was this a case of people still thinking that Indiana couldn't bounce back to where they were? Illinois being overrated, somewhere in between?
I think it's people just don't think of Indiana as a power, no matter what they do. I mean, they opened the season this year ranked, but much lower than they ended up last year.
And can we just compare that real quick? I'm sorry, Carter, to Mike Gundy. You talked about like inability to evolve with college football, where there's Indiana, who they feel like they have gone all the way in immediately on the new world of college football.
Yeah, Kurt Cignetti has been a revelation there. I mean, and even I love what he said about their upcoming game. I can't remember who they're playing next.
It's Iowa.
Iowa, and he said, this will be a tougher matchup than our last one. So after beating Illinois by 50 million points, he's already just dunking on them. And that's just the kind of guy he is. And like, I love that because Indiana
You know what, the next line there, I just want to follow up, because that line's hilarious. But the next line is, and the sooner our guys realize that, the better. That's telling his guys, like, we've done this, but we got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's coaching mind games to the next degree. And it's worked. And I picked Illinois to win that game. I was a big buyer on Illinois after everything they did last year, what they brought back. And then Indiana's like, no, we're still here. Like, do not forget about us. What we did last season was not a fluke. Every, you know, team that we're anywhere close to being better than, we're just going to blow out by as much as humanly possible. And that was something going into the season. We didn't know who the second tier of the Big Ten was going to contain. Well, Indiana's clearly at the top of that rung. They're right beneath Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State. And I don't know if they play Oregon, and I think they play Penn State this year as well. Indiana does. So you'll get a good test to see. They're really good against some of the teams they might be close to in talent. They're going to play more talented teams. You're going to see if they're close to them at all later this season.
Since you just mentioned Penn State, it feels like we have really been waiting to see Penn State play in a game of consequence. You get it this weekend against Oregon. How much of a believer in Penn State specifically are you? Or maybe the head coach. Maybe those two things are inseparable.
I keep falling. There are a few teams in college football that when it comes to preseason picks, I always fall for. Texas Tech is one, North Carolina State is one, and Penn State is the other one. So guess who picked Penn State to win the national championship this year? This guy.
Yeah.
And I get it. Penn State is awful. Or I should say James Franklin, Penn State's head coach, is awful in these big games. But I still think Penn State is as talented of a team in the country as you get. They're following the path that Michigan followed in 2023 and Ohio State followed last year, where they bring back so much of the talented team. They got really close to a national championship before,
yeah,
brought them back, and are trying to, you know, win it and all these guys last year. So I'm still a big buyer in Penn State. This game is in Happy Valley. It's a whiteout game. I'll never forget the game that Penn State played against Michigan years ago, where Michigan had a delay of game on the first play of the game because they couldn't hear because of how loud it was. And I love Oregon. Oregon's been awesome. I'm going to go with Penn State in this one. I do think they're the more talented team. Them being at home, I think they'll win.
You talked about it coming up on Saturday. You guys are going to have the UNT head coach. A lot of people got caught up in Kavion Huddleston's celebration, had that WWE-style belt, had two cans, which we've been assured did not have beer in them, and he had the Stone Cold celebration. They beat Army in overtime. How cool was that celebration? And how many people, like, I bet people in the Metroplex know, but how many people, like, nationally do you think knew that Steve Austin went to North Texas?
I'll say three. Because that is one of those things that people still around here, when they find out, they're like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
But it is definitely a really cool feature that we get to claim.
For sure.
You know, I've always appreciated that.
And he claims the school. Like, sometimes you're like, you know, don't worry about that. He's very upfront about his relationship with UNT.
I mean, UNT has a couple, you know, that Meatloaf went to UNT for a little bit. Roy Orbison. There's some.
I don't think I knew about Meatloaf.
There's a wall when you walk into one of the music halls,
I know LSA doors. Burger in downtown Denton and Denton Square, they have a big mural of all like those kind of people that went there. Don Henley from the Eagles as well.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In the music hall, they have one of those. What is it? The word cloud? They have the word cloud. And I saw Meatloaf and I was like, holy cow.
I don't think he graduated, but I know he went there.
I went to school where Meatloaf went.
Yeah, you hallowed grounds that you
walked
on.
Would you do anything for love?
I'll do that.
Because Meatloaf won't, so
we
Corey will.
We still don't know what that is. We just assume.
Oh, yes, we do. Are you somebody who revels in the lack of success for Dabo Sweeney and Clemson? I feel like kind of yes, right?
Yeah, it's just the way that Dabo talks, the way he's crashing out being like, well, you can fire me if you don't want me. We've only won eight times ACC in the last 10 years.
They don't like winning. Well, they can move on from me.
Well, maybe they will, because you lost to nothing but at Power Four teams for the last several games you've played. And really, if you look back at last season, they squeaked into the CFP, right? Because they beat SMU on that walk-off field goal. They lost to South Carolina before that. They got blown out by Georgia to begin that season. They lose to Louisville at home last year. Like, there's some real warts that Clemson's been able to hide because they won the ACC last year and looked good against Texas for that one game. And those warts have gotten bigger and bigger as this season started.
Because they just hit them instead of removing them. Dr. Scholes.
With a hammer. They're like hammering the warts and they just keep getting bigger.
They were 17.5-point favorites before this home loss to Syracuse. So that was pretty damning. All right, I want to make sure I get this out there because we need to shout out for TCU. Go ahead and give me cut number 11 in the allegedly final iron skillet.
Ran down towards midfield, now on third down. There's McAllister. Can he do it again? Yes, he can. The hat trick for number one for the Horned Frogs.
So 104 meetings, TCU wins the final for now. Iron skillet 35-24. Are you sad to see this rivalry go? And do you believe it's really gone forever?
Do I believe it's gone forever? I'm going to say no, just because we saw Texas and Texas A&M's rivalry game come back. Sure. We've seen some, like, OU and Nebraska, they've scheduled out a conference game since they have gone different ways. But for the time being, yes, just because the way TCU always looked at it as a team in the Big 12, SMU was a Group of Five team. So it was much more beneficial for TCU to not have another power conference team on their schedule. Well, colleges schedule out so many of these games well in advance that TCU's... This year, they're playing 11 power conference teams because TCU played SMU. They played North Carolina in week one. No, even if you want to make fun of North Carolina, that is still a power conference team. So SMU looks at it as, well, we don't want to play as many teams, which I think is just lame. I think if you've played a game over 100 times, you should want to play it no matter what.
Right.
But there was a lot of talk last week about how neither team lined up on a national stage at the same time. as like it's a bit happening now as it's ending, but TCU's run
is interesting
during the 2000s and the 2010s. SMU was an afterthought. In the 80s, when SMU had the Pony Express, TCU was an afterthought. There's a great article from CBS Sports about how a very pivotal game in the history of the sport, it was the last year before the AP poll in 1935. TCU and SMU played when they were both very highly regarded. I don't remember who won. That's really the only time they've matched up when there's been national stakes. So from a local perspective, it will absolutely be missed because they're, you know, 30 miles apart. They should absolutely play. But yeah, just the lack of competitiveness over the years, it kind of makes sense. But in the grand scheme of things, I want more rivalries. So I think it should stay.
Pitt is going to retire Aaron Donald's jersey, and the ACC did vote to expand their schedule to 9 conference games.
Except for one team. There's going to be 16 teams that play 9 conference games.
That's how you do the math.
Because they have 17. One is 8 plus 2, which I don't know, man. Just if it works, it works, I guess.
That's how you do the math, Corey. Thank you very much, Carter. And when can everybody hear you?
This Saturday, 9 to 1, we'll be here on these airwaves. Fan University, myself, Jake Rietma, Brendan Baxter, and we will have Eric Morris, UNT head coach, on the show.
Boom!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.